Would you like to be my Valentine? When I'm sick, will you cradle my head gently in your lap? Stroke my hair, gently touch my ears, my neck. Trail your fingers down my arms and back and lay your palm to rest on my upturned hip. Will you say soothing words to make me feel better, even if it's just for a moment? When I'm sad, will you wordlessly pull me into your lap, fold me into your arms, wrap a blanket around both of us? Will you softly utter long, delicate, shh, until I catch my breath? Will you wipe the last few errant tears from my cheek and gaze at me in a way that says, you hurt when I hurt? Will you look at me in a way that says you would absorb my pain into your body instantly if it would give me a single moment's relief? Would you, with a woesome, oh, sweetheart, falling from your lips, kiss me once, twice, three times, wondering if I'm beginning to react? If I'm leaning into you, squirming, hungrily coming back for the next touch of your mouth because I'm seeking comfort, or if I'm turned on, will you wonder if it matters? Will you care? Will you tell yourself that it doesn't? Because either way, you get to touch me. When we go out and I'm on your arm, will you find a balance between wanting to show me off and wishing you could hide me from the world, only allowing my beauty to be yours, untainted by the gaze of others, pure and fresh and only belonging to you? Will you place your hand on the small of my back as I walk through a door, lingering perhaps an inch or two too low, reminding me that you love my juicy ass and you can't keep yourself from touching it any chance you get? Will you put an arm behind you in the crowd and reach out to take my hand, guiding me through throngs of people to ensure that you don't lose me even for a single moment? And when we eat, will you feed me from your fork and go glassy-eyed when you watch the way I pull each decadent bite into my eager mouth with perfectly puckered red lips? Will you dance with me and hold me too close to be appropriate? Will you nuzzle into my neck, kissing my earlobe, my throat? Disregard all the other couples as you whisper in my ear how much you can't wait to get me home. Peel me out of this dress that hugs each curve so perfectly. When I excuse myself to the ladies and return with a freshly powdered nose and a pair of slightly damp panties clutched in my hand, discreetly slide them across the table for you to inspect, will you then not so patiently watch me eat each bite of my dessert, languidly crossing and uncrossing my thighs so often that you can almost hear my wetness while I lick my spoon clean before finally relenting to be taken home and eaten as your dessert? At the end of a long day, will you unzip my dress? Will you pour me a whiskey? I like Johnny Walker, double black, neat. And then, after I've kicked off my heels and sunken down deep into the sofa, will you lovingly massage my tired feet? Will you run your thumbs up my arches? Will you drape your fingers over my toes, lean forward and kiss the ball of my foot? Will you catch that moment when my sighs and moans shift from, oh, that feels feels good to you feel so good. Will you know that this is when to begin working your way up my ankle, my calf, past my knees, and straight to my creamy brown thighs that will fall open for you to touch me however and whenever and for as long as you want? Will you decide when it's right to take me to bed and when to just take me full fucking stop? Will you look into my eyes and finding there either softness or fire, know whether you should push me down, pull me close, spread me open and split me in two with your cock without question or hesitation? Or if the situation calls for you to touch me delicately, tracing your fingertips down to my belly, to the heat and softness between my legs as you feather light kisses over my shoulders, my breasts, my fingertips, finding any physical way possible to show me how much you care for me. Will you let me be everything that you need? Will you let me dance through our kitchen, making messes and noises and smells, because I want to nourish your body? Will you listen as I read to you words from Neruda, Parker, Lord Byron, anyone else, past, present, or future, who manages to find the words I lack to fill your heart and tell you how completely you fill mine? Will you lie back, breathless and panting, and allow me to worship you from head to toe, relishing not only in the beauty and wonder of your body, but how it reacts to my touch, my breath, my lips? Let me hungrily lap at the head of your cock when it begins to bead with sweet, tangy moisture at the tip, anticipating its own gentle slide into my slick wetness. Will you let me cradle the balls that shiver and attempt to rearrange themselves in my hands as they ache for the release only I can bring? Will you let me take a devastatingly long time to drag my tongue from your belly to your chest, across your nipple, flicking to see how you react? Will you smile contentedly as I giggle with pleasure, knowing that no matter how dominant you are, how much control you have over me and my body, I will always be able to destroy your will and leave you a whimpering, panting mess if I sheath your length inside my mouth? Will you close your eyes and shudder as my tongue flits across the underside of your sensitive flesh, one hand stroking you, the other stroking myself, both of us dangerously close to falling apart, knowing that we exist to put each other back together? Will you let me ignore your pleads to fuck me, to please me, to make me come, instead burying you in my throat so deep my nose nuzzles the soft fur at the base of your tummy, inhaling the scent of you, familiar and erotic and so desperately sustaining to me that I moan around you one time before you lose control and fill my mouth? Will you tangle one hand in my hair as I slide back up and lace my fingers through your other hand, eagerly part your lips and ask you to taste the lingering remnants of my pleasure from sticky wet fingertips? Will you kiss me, tasting both of us as we were intended to be, mingled together and more than the sum of our parts? Will you salivate with lust for me every moment? Will you let the sound of my voice make you come undone? Will you worship at the altar nestled between my thighs again and again and again until there is nothing left but the smell of skin and sweat and arousal and release? Will you relish the thought of falling asleep, cradling my hot body, spent and sleepy, only to awaken and do it all over again as soon as the sun spills through the windows and splashes light across our tangled limbs, bent, bruised, marked, used, and joyous to be so? Will you be my Valentine?